I'm here in the Congressional Corner with Paul Tonko, Democrat from New York's 20th District, one of my favorite people in the whole world. Thanks for coming in and being in the studio with us, Paul. It's always a pleasure to see you.
It's always my pleasure. So great to join you and your listeners.
Let's talk about the impeachment trial. What are your expectations?
Well, our expectations are that at least we should have witnesses and materials that have been subpoenaed offered to the Senate so that they can give just review of the impeachment articles that were forwarded to the Senate. And I think the fact that they swore to an impartial, that they took an oath to conduct an impartial hearing on the matter requires them to do so.
So don't you think that because they are obviously being very repressive about running a fair trial, Mitch McConnell and crew, that it has the risk of biting them in the hiney?
I think so. I think that, you know, people are focusing on whether or not the president will be removed from office. But I think between the efforts of or the process of receiving impeachment articles, in this case, two,
yep.
One that speaks to the abuse of power and the other of obstruction of Congress, as they move from that delivery point by the managers appointed by Speaker Pelosi to the actual vote for witnesses and the process, there's a lot of, I think, opportunity here to really turn off the general public. And I think that people are expecting, they want a just and fair trial. And I think when Americans think of a trial, they think automatically of witnesses and evidence. And if you're going to deny both of those, I think you do put your credibility on the line and at risk. And will challenge a lot of their marginal senators.
So let's take a look at one of your colleagues from the North Country, Elise Stefanik.
Mm-hmm.
She has now become the darling, I think it's fair to say, of the Republican Party. She's been recruited to be on the management side of the Republicans in the trial. But I think there's a risk here. I saw a CNN poll that said 59% of the American people, no, 69%
right.
of the American people think that there should be witnesses here, and she's on the other side of the block.
Yeah, I don't understand the total loyalty here because it becomes very apparent that, and I think that is where the public is, that it's quite apparent that there was wrong done here. In fact, there was wrong committed. The president confessed to that. He covered it up and then blocked efforts for an investigation. All of those speak to an abuse of power. And the fact that you would reach to a foreign entity, to its leadership, in this case, Ukraine, and make efforts to have them search on for dirt on their on a potential opponent is, I think, just totally against the grain of the Constitution. And I think that the public knows that, and they believe wholeheartedly. His approval rating has been very low. It hasn't budged from the low 40s. And an unfavorable review has lately been over 50%. So I think it's his overall tone here and his method of operating is very suspect with the American public.
Well, let's go back to Stefanik for a minute. I know congresspeople don't like to, you know, be unkind to their colleagues, but don't you think she puts herself in danger here, too, in that if you're talking about 69% of the people want a trial, and there've got to be a lot of Republicans in that group?
Well, I think it's pretty risky because ever since, in fact, since the impeachment vote was taken, so much new evidence has come to the forefront, and that begins to really build a case. And again, I believe the American public is, according to the polls that you cited, and I've seen those polls, they're overwhelmingly indicating that the public doesn't trust this president. And I think a trust factor is very important looking to be recognized and favorably so, or to be reelected by the American public. And, you know, I think we're all taught from young kids, we're judged by the company we keep.
Paul Tonko, let me ask you this. What are you hearing in your district about the impeachment process?
Well, there it ranges from you need to do more than just work on impeachment to do everything you can to work this impeachment process to its full extent. I think for those who believe that all the work that's being done by Congress right now is solely about impeachment, I need to remind people that 475-plus bills, that's about three-week-old information, but hundreds of bills have been passed by the many, many committees and then by the full House, a great majority in bipartisan fashion, and sent over to the Senate. And the leader of the Senate, Mitch McConnell, has indicated that they're going to the graveyard. So, you know, this whole effort to not deal with the substantive issues that has been sent over, ranging from healthcare issues, the prescription drug costs, to issues that deal with gun safety and all, for him not to allow for the Senate to air in professional fashion those bills sent over to the Senate is wrong. And I think also to continue to hone a message that you're working in coordination with the White House on this impeachment exercise just defies logic as to what a trial ought to be. You're not taking how you're working, coordinating with the president. It's just, yeah, exactly. It's unfair.
Don't you think Americans believe when they take their kids to Little League or hockey or whatever that, you know, you have to be fair?
Right. And when you're not fair, those parents at Little League let you know, and they'll beat up on the ump or what have you. But, you know, this is a really tragic situation. I remind myself all the time, and I share it with the public that I serve, our Constitution is more than a piece of parchment. It is an honored document that expresses our principles, our order of justice, our ideals. And when you mess with that, it's not welcome news.
Very well put. We only have a minute, but Chuck Schumer, the leader in the Senate, the Democratic leader, who I very much admire, but I think up to now has not been as aggressive as he might be.
I think you're going to see that aggressive tone set as we go forward. You know, just recently they started up the formal proceedings. We hope they're impartial. We hope that they will honor the oath that they took. They had to take a separate oath, as the news reported, and they were sworn to that oath by the Supreme Court justice. So let's hope that fairness prevails here and that truth comes to the surface.
So do you think that the House is in any way in trouble because of this impeachment? In other words, the Democrats in the House?
Well, you know, across the country, there are those red districts, blue districts, and purple districts. But the I think the process is probably angering many loyal supporters of our president. But at the same time, I think the messaging here is important. What did you know? Why did you cast your vote the way you did? It can't just be that the public knows you voted for impeachment, for impeachment of two articles worth, but they need to know how you got to that vote. And I think there's plenty of time here to communicate that.
Paul Tonko, our friend, is a Democrat from New York's 20th District, been in office what seems like a very short time since 2009, but actually it's beginning to add up.
Yes, it is, in many ways.
Thanks for being here, Paul.
My pleasure.